The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. Our first article today from teenvogue.com: Chicago DIY band Lifeguard are raging against the algorithm. This article was written by Juan Velasquez on June 17th. It could have been a punk rock cliche. The Chicago DIY band Lifeguard grows up, discovers pop, and loses what made them thrilling to begin with. That dissonant, angular, emotional, but not emo per se, sound they perfected on their first two EPs. But on their debut album, Ripped and Torn, out now via Matador Records, Lifeguard have reinforced their punk ethos and DIY spirit, not abandoned it. Hailing from the burgeoning Chicago DIY music scene, dubbed Hallo Gallo, that rocketed standout acts like Teen Vogue faves avant pop group Horse Girl, Lifeguard formed in 2019 while its three members were still in high school. They've released two EPs, Crowd Can Talk and Dressed in Trenches, which both echo and expand on the history of post-hardcore forged by bands like Rites of Spring, Fugazi, and Unwound. Ripped and Torn channels that angst into something surprisingly hook-laden, while still maintaining what made fans flock to them in the first place. Guitarist and singer Kai Slater, bassist Asher Case, and drummer Isaac Lowenstein, whose sister is in Horse Girl, are unpretentious, honest, and above all, music obsessives. During their Zoom interview for this piece, they reference long-forgotten side projects of obscure bands that only the coolest of the cool have even heard of. Lifetones, for example, or CA Quintet. Their encyclopedic knowledge extends far beyond the post-punk and post-hardcore genres they're often praised for, encompassing everything from 60s psychedelia to 90s electronic music and everything in between. "We're record dorks," Slater says. "We're able to express these kinds of feelings that can become very existential and confront a lot of crises through the language that we know best, which is records. Through internet wormholes, Discogs deep dives, music documentaries, and even children's programming, the guys in Lifeguard get inspiration from everywhere." Lowenstein recalls watching Yo Gabba Gabba as a kid and seeing the Japanese alternative musician Cornelius perform. "They're like the coolest looking band ever. All of them wear striped t-shirts and sunglasses," Lowenstein says. "I remember being totally struck by the whole thing." But the biggest influence on Ripped and Torn seems to be the fanzine culture, and not just because the album is named after the iconic 70s punk rag. There might be no Lifeguard without the cut and paste medium. During the pandemic lockdown, Slater started working on a zine he called Hallo Gallo, since there was no IRL interaction with the music scene, and he was starved for connection with other young people and sick of just going online to achieve community. In Chicago, activism started to feel like something that was very tied to repost threads and Instagram. "There's not much else you can do when you're in the middle of a pandemic," Slater says. So a zine just seemed like the obvious way to be able to distribute information and a form of propaganda for the youth scene. Palo Gallo highlighted local bands like the power pop duo Frico, and in more recent issues, includes conversations with punk legends like Robin Hitchcock of the Soft Boys and indie stalwarts Stereolab. More importantly, it set the stage for one of the band's central themes on their debut album, Resist the Forces That Silence Us. The punk rock and DIY community realized that printed matter only grows more important as we become so sanitized and censored by fascist forces and social media. Many of the tracks on the album deal with feeling trapped, emotionally and physically, and touch on the bleakness of isolation. Their single, It Will Get Worse, repeats the refrain, running out of time, over clashing guitars with a detached, disaffected tone. I feel like we're all being confronted by just how massive uncertainties are really present in our lives in terms of things that we obviously can't control. Some of that is time, and some of that is war and destruction, Case says. While Slater compares their lyrics to a new take on the classic Rage Against the Machine spirit of Dead Kennedys' Nazi Punks F Off, Lifeguard seems to be rebelling against the algorithm, not violence at punk shows. Their critique of the world around them is just as punk, addressing the issues that affect them today. Every generation needs to do the work to combat what they think is making things worse, Lowenstein says. I think for us, it's really important to try avoiding all the algorithmic stuff and all the distractions. For a lifeguard, combating being terminally online means putting down the phone and getting to a show. Adds Case, the way that music can bring people into the same space is important. We're really trying to keep that in-person type of connection. When asked if they feel out of step with their generation, they don't entirely disagree. They express frustration with how people don't communicate anymore and how social media subtly distracts us, often draining the energy from real-life interactions. More importantly, they rebel against making music for TikTok. Their discomfort doesn't suggest they were born in the wrong time, but rather that there's work to be done. Their dissatisfaction is more about action than resignation. On Ripped and Torn, they've taken action. By referencing the past, which they do plenty of on this record, they time travel track by track. On Under Your Reach, they channel 70s post-punkers Wire, later summoning The Rapture and the not-so-far-gone dance punk days of aughts How to Say Dessert. For the band, their album isn't just punk rock trivia for older fans to recognize, nor is it a claim that only older music is worth listening to. In fact, all the bands they're compared to made their most impactful records when they were young themselves. We might be tapping into something that may not be particularly in vogue at the moment, but that doesn't mean that we're making music for old people to relive their teenage days, Lowenstein says. We are our own youth. The trio is not here to bring back rock and roll or some such cringy statement. They are just a band whose turn it is to make that urgent, innovative, and transgressive music that they fell in love with. In many ways, it's a cosmic full-circle moment that the band has landed on tastemaker label Matador Records, which has for decades released albums by another trio to which Lifeguard feels kindred, Yo La Tengo. Yo La Tengo can sell out all these shows. The world loves them, but they're still so weird and pushing against the status quo, Slater says. Ripped and Torn was recorded by Randy Randall of No Age, a highly regarded DIY band that, like Lifeguard, represented a music movement, but one in the early aughts based out of the Los Angeles all-ages venue, The Smell. The album sounds scuzzy and punchy all at once, like it's being played through a boombox in a concrete room. No sleek, shiny production. We can make whatever record we want, Slater says. It can be as crazy and as screwed up as we want it to be, and the concern has never been like, is this going to rake in enough dollars? From the success the band has had already, landing a record deal while still in high school, to Slater producing Stranger Things' Finn Wolfhard's debut album, Happy Birthday, it's clear the kids are looking for something unpolished and real. What is most important to Lifeguard is not the accolades or whatever exciting triumphs are on the horizon, but preserving their counterculture. Slater says they don't consider themselves rock gods or that they are carrying the torch, but more simply, we're people that really, really care about the DIY scene. It's something that you really have to work hard to keep alive. And you have to believe them. When prompted about another rock cliche, the major label deal, Slater emphatically affirms, if we got a record contract from Capitol today, I promise you we would not take that stuff. We really do not care about being on a TikTok label. Our next article from teenmagazine.com. How to advocate for yourself and speak your truth. This article was written by Beatriz Romero on June 23rd. As teenagers, our opinions, views, and voices often get overlooked. Our perspectives frequently get dismissed. Our opinions are not taken seriously just because we are young. Just because we are young does not mean our thoughts aren't important. We are seen but not heard. Instead of being brushed to the side before even being considered, we need to embrace our voices and speak up, even when it feels like no one is listening. In a world that shushes young voices, we need to speak even louder, stand our ground, and refuse to be pushed aside. 1. Find your voice. Finding your voice isn't about being actually the loudest in the room. It is about learning to express yourself with confidence and grace. Before wanting to have your opinions heard, you need to know what your opinions are. Know your rights and boundaries, and try to continue and learn from them every day. Speaking up doesn't only have to be to those older than us. It should be to your peers, too. Whether it's speaking up to your school district about problems you've been facing at school, or even just setting boundaries with a friend, every moment you speak your truth, you will build your confidence, poise, and authenticity. 2. Understand your worth. You deserve to be heard and respected. Never let someone tell you otherwise. No matter your age, gender, race, or sexuality, you are worthy of consideration and value. After being pushed to the side many times, you may feel like you are undeserving and your voice doesn't matter. Use that as fuel. Understanding your worth is the foundation of standing up for yourself. Recognize that your thoughts, feelings, and boundaries are valid. When someone is trying to make you feel small, they are just insecure in themselves, and they see you, a young person, as an easy target to make feel the same way. You are not too much to advocate for what you are passionate about and what you care about. We deserve to be taken seriously, just as much as anyone else would be. The more you believe in your value, the harder it is for others to ignore it. 3. Speak up when it's hard. Don't get me wrong. I know it might feel scary to stick up for yourself. It is easy to stay silent when you have been rejected, judged, and ignored. But silence will just make you feel even more invisible. The hardest moments to speak up are the times it is most important to use your voice. Don't let others see that you are scared. You might feel terrified to speak, but they don't need to know that. Be bold and be firm. Your courage to speak, even if your voice shakes, is one step closer to change. It is okay to feel scared. It is the fact that you are still speaking up that matters. 4. Standing up for yourself doesn't mean disrespect. For those who have been told that sticking up for yourself automatically means you are talking back or being disrespectful, I'm here to tell you otherwise. It is the way you do it. Advocacy doesn't mean disrespect, and silence doesn't mean respect. Standing up to those who have authority over you can seem intimidating, especially when they make it seem like you are being rude for doing it. If you think your teacher gave you an unfair grade on your paper, tell them. Tell them why you think they should give you a better grade. Challenge them. It doesn't mean you are being disrespectful. It shows that you care and you aren't afraid to stick up for what you think is best. Some people confuse confidence with attitude, but in my eyes, there is a difference between standing your ground and tearing someone down. You can speak your truth without yelling. You can set boundaries without being mean. Being respectful won't make your message weaker. It will make it stronger. Something my dad taught me is that when speaking with clarity and calmness, people will not just hear you, they will listen to you too. Respect goes both ways, and you can demand it while showing it too. 5. Uplift others when standing up for yourself. Standing up for yourself is important, and it is even more powerful when you use your voice to lift others up at the same time. Advocacy isn't just about your own voice. It is creating a space for everyone to speak their truth. Support others in sharing their opinion. Your community will grow as a whole if everyone knows the importance of advocacy and respect. Encourage your friends, classmates, and peers to stand next to you and turn all of your courage into collective power. If we all work together, our voices will be harder to ignore, and change will be more likely. Helping others find their voices will make the impact even stronger. 6. We will be dismissed. Truthfully, at the end of the day, there will be people who just don't want to listen. There will be times when we continue to be dismissed as young people. They might even say we are too young to understand or we are too emotional. That does not mean we stop speaking. It means we speak louder, we stand taller, and we keep showing up. We have to continue to fight to be heard. Every time we choose to speak up, we prove that our voices do matter. There will be people to learn from us and recognize us. Do not be discouraged. Again, use your frustration as fuel and show that one person trying to push us down is not going to stop us. Instead, it will make us stronger. We will not stop until we are heard, and we will continue to advocate for ourselves and each other. Speaking your truth might not always be easy, but it is necessary. Standing up for yourself is an act of courage. Know your worth, find your voice, and refuse to back down. We might be young, but we are not invisible. The more we use our voices, the more the world will have to listen. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Teens are turning to ChatGPT for social interaction. This article was written by Fortessa Latifi on July 25th. It seems like AI has infiltrated every area of our lives. Young people are using ChatGPT and artificial intelligence for therapy, breakups, and even texting friends. People are confiding in chatbots on their journeys to pregnancy, and AI is fueling OCD spirals and body dysmorphia struggles. It's becoming clear that artificial intelligence is changing our world, and it's also changing the way teenagers specifically are interacting with the world around them, according to a new study by Common Sense Media. The study, which details the level of interactions teens are having with artificial intelligence, surveyed 1,060 teens between the ages of 13 and 17. Teen Vogue sifted through the study to bring you the most fascinating findings. When it comes to AI companions like ChatGPT and Google's Gemini, most teens have used them in some way. The survey found that 72% of teens have used AI companions at least once, with half of teens, 52%, being regular users who use the companions at least a few times a month. About 13% of the surveyed teens use the AI companions daily. But 1 in 4 teens say they've never used an AI companion. Though teens of previous generations turned primarily to their friends and community members for social interaction, 33% of the surveyed teens said they use AI companions for social interaction and relationships, including conversation practice, emotional support, role-playing, friendship, or romantic interactions. Among teens who do use AI, 30% list entertainment and curiosity as the driving factor, and 9% say it's easier to talk to AI chatbots than other people. Half of teens are distrustful of the information AI provides, with good reason. 60% of queries to AI generate wrong answers. Older teens tend to be more skeptical of AI-generated information than younger teens. Despite their skepticism in the information provided by AI, teens are finding value in AI companions. 31% of teens find conversations with AI companions as satisfying or more satisfying than those with real-life friends, the study reads. And it seems like AI can be a way for teens to practice socializing, with 2 in 5 AI users applying skills that they practiced with AI to their real lives, though girls are more likely to report doing this than boys. Starting conversations is the most common transferred skill, 18%, followed by giving advice, 14%, and expressing emotions, 13%. Their interest in the emerging technology aside, teens overwhelmingly prize friendships with other humans over AI companion interactions. 80% of AI companion users reported spending more time with friends than AI companions, and only 6 reported the opposite. Though 34% of users reported experiencing discomfort with AI companions, 1/3 said they would choose AI companions over humans for serious conversations. And those serious conversations can get personal. 1/4 of surveyed users reported sharing personal information with AI. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Did Megan Thee Stallion just soft launch relationship with Klay Thompson? This article was written by Ashley Carter on July 13th. Megan Thee Stallion has been notoriously private recently about her rumored partners, so it was a pleasant surprise to see basketball star Klay Thompson receive the soft launch treatment. The rapper shared a series of thirst trap photos of herself in a bikini sitting poolside in the Bahamas on July 9th, which to the naked eye didn't seem out of the ordinary. Megan looked beautiful in her gold string bikini and wore her long curly hair down the sides of her shoulders. But in one shot of Megan sitting in the pool, a man could be seen lounging in the background, which many fans have figured out is NBA player Klay Thompson. As fans fired off in the comments, speculating that it was Thompson, the basketball star seemingly confirmed the rumors by sharing his own pictures. On Saturday, July 12th, Thompson shared a carousel of photos from his time in the Bahamas, including a photo kissing a woman who appears to be Megan Thee Stallion. Her back is turned from the camera, but her long hair that she was sporting in the Bahamas is flowing down her back. In another slide, Thompson is holding hands with someone with long pink nails, and if you check back to Megan's bikini photos, she has those very same nails on. The soft launch comes after Megan has been linked to other men since her breakup with rapper Partisan Party Fontaine, whom she started dating in 2021 and broke up sometime in 2023. There was speculation that Party cheated on Megan due to her lyrics in the song Cobra. Since then, Megan has been romantically connected with soccer player Romelu Lukaku and Chicago Bulls player Torrey Craig. Megan accidentally uploaded and then deleted a video with Craig last year doing a viral couples challenge in bed together. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.